everybody, and welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. This is lucky number 13. That's right, episode number 13. I am recovering from a cold. This will be the last episode before Halloween. Hope you're all staying safe. And I'm going to start out by saying that... So I've been listening to the Ariana Grande music, and of course Sweetener I really liked. It was positive, it was upbeat, and then Thank You Next I had originally said I didn't care for. I have listened to it more, and I have changed my opinion, because what happened was with Sweetener, you know, Ariana got into a relationship with Pete Davidson, things were looking up, she talked about how great it was to have this like new person in her life, it was exciting, and then they went through a pretty bad breakup. And she came out with Thank You Next, which is about like recovering from the breakup and stuff. So their Sweetener and Thank You Next are stark contrasts to each other. What I mean by that is Sweetener is happy, fun, hopeful, whereas Thank You Next is more like moving on and that sort of thing. So it was completely different. And then she released a new single called Positions, which was really well done. I've listened to that song a few times today, admittedly, and it's brilliant just with how many ideas she has musically and creatively. And we will be seeing another album here on the 30th, I do believe. Yes, we will see another album. So she's been really busy encouraging people to vote and just being really proactive. But I do want to say that her music's really good, and Thank You Next album is a lot better than I initially thought when I really gave it a listen and kind of tried to place myself into what her mindset was going into that album. So I highly recommend that album. It is very entertaining and just a lot of fun. I think that... it's a very well-made album. I'm actually looking at it. So my favorite song on that album is Fake Smile. It's about like, you know, it's saying just forget this fake smile thing, you know. So because a lot of people put on a face and hide what they're actually feeling. She says, no, don't do that. You know, so I think it's a really good album to check out. So yeah. Musically, though, I feel like she's going to continue to set the music world on fire and just continue to put out smash songs and CDs. So wishing nothing but continued success for her. And I want to say, go to greenskycoffee.com and my buddy Shay will hook you up with good blended or roasted, I should say, coffee. And my secret is I drink a little bit of milk in my coffee and then reheat it. So not very much. Like I probably drink like a 24 ounce cup of coffee every day when I get up. And I would say 80% of it is actually coffee. So very little, 80 to 85%. So 15 to 20% is milk. I do lactose free milk in there and it's perfect. Well, so check that out. If you use the code Billy10, BILLY10, no caps, no spaces, you will get 10% off your coffee order. If your total comes out to over $35, you will receive free shipping, and it's worth it. This is great coffee. So I was out grocery shopping. I know, everyday boring adult stuff, and I got out the perfect time. There were people, but it wasn't overly busy, so that's why I like trying to go earlier in the day, because you can beat a lot of the crowds if you choose to go shopping early in the morning. And before when it was 24 hours, you go late night, and it really was a good time to go. So yeah, I got that all done, and now I'm in my apartment just relaxing and staying in and out of the rain. And it's funny because I have to keep turning the air conditioner on and the heater and the air conditioner and the heater, because it's been like weird temperatures lately. We had like a day of in the 80s. Now it's back down to it went from 65 to 44 in under 2 hours. So the weather is just all over the place, but it looks like now it's going to be staying steadily cold. So that's good because I can just turn my heater on and run it, hopefully all through winter. I'd rather have it just once it turns cold, stay cold, get through it, and then come back to warm weather. But Illinois is very unpredictable when it comes to that. By the way, November 3rd is the election. Get out and vote. If you want to do it early, you can. There is early voting available. You'll have to check your local precinct and see where the designated area is to go for your local election. So we have more coming up after the break. I've been watching a Netflix original show made in Canada. It is called The Order. And this guy has graduated high school. His name is Jack. And he is invited to attend Belgrade University. And his grandpa wants him to find out information about this school. And of course, when he's on this tour guide, this tour guide named Alyssa is running the tour, and he kind of takes it over, and he asks her about the thematic Order of the Blue Rose. And she said, you know, of course this order is fake. And then he does some more digging, learns some new information, and goes down this very interesting, often unpredictable path with a lot of variables that are hard to account for. So it's a really great, well-made show. I will tell you, I got through the first 8 episodes of season 1 in 2 days. That is how good it is. It's unusual for me to get into a show like that. The only shows I may have been able to binge watch ever in that sort of way were Pretty Little Liars, Riverdale, and now The Order. And it is well made. I would have finished season 1, but my internet went out for like 2.5 days and finally got back up and running. And I finished the episode at 9 and 10 last night. So I will be starting season 2 here very shortly. There are 2 seasons right now on Netflix, 10 episodes per season. If you like the supernatural, secret societies, just eerie stuff, check out the show. I think you'll enjoy it. It's very fun. And I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast are into the fantasy sort of stuff. If that's the case, then check it out. I have a mile-long watch list. It's been on there for a while. I saw the trailer for it, and must admit it's very, very addicting. So I've also been taking that strategy as I've been writing, kind of making each chapter a couple of scenes and then ending it to where you want to know what's going to happen next. So the way I'm kind of picturing it mentally, it would be, okay, how would this look if it played out like a movie? So I've been trying to make it work like that, or even like maybe a few episodes of a TV show, just depending on what comes to me. But one of my friends gave me good advice. He said, just tell the story you want to tell and just keep writing. Don't let anybody else tell you what to do. Finish it, and then you can always go back and make changes, polish it up and whatnot. So that's what I'm doing. I have kind of an outline. I just finished chapter 1 of the rewrite today, and as we speak, I am already contemplating what's going to go down in chapter 2. And I think how I'm going to do it is break it into sections to where like different sections follow different characters and their story. So, you know, it might be 50 or 60 pages devoted to one character in the beginning is like that, because I have to build up to the big turning points of the book. So once I'm over this cold, I think I'll really dive deep into the story again. But I like to write, and then when I'm at work, I like to think about different things I could, different places I could go, different paths I could take to the next part of the story. So that's where I'm at now. I'm very wired today because I've had a cup of coffee about 6 a.m. and then I just had a albino turtle coffee, which was amazing, at about, I don't know, probably like 11:30-ish, and I downed that sucker. 20-ounce coffee was gone in like 10 minutes, if not less. So I like my flavored coffee. Sometimes I like, if it has a little bit of a flavor, I don't generally drink black coffee because it's too bitter. So I like to have a little bit of flavor in my coffee. But that is what I've been doing, just watching stuff and working on stuff. And I restarted Pretty Little Liars because my internet went out, and I found that I was like, I want to see if I still like this show, see if it stands the test of time, like I've talked about in the prior episode. So I started rewatching and I'm hooked once again to the show. I've made it through episode 3 and I'm going to finish probably 4 and 5, which is the first disc of season 1. It's no longer on Netflix, so to watch it, you really do need it on DVD like I have. I have all 7 seasons, and then also they're making a new Pretty Little Liars show on HBO. It's going to be its own series. It's going to be a different town. It's supposed to be darker, so I may have to get HBO just to watch that show. I'm really looking forward to it. There's no release date announced at this point yet, so we will see what happens, but I'm very curious as to where they're going to take this. It is currently raining right now. Very relaxing, very nice. Okay, so what I would like to talk about is I had posted something on Facebook saying not to be a passenger in your own life and not be afraid of offending people. So I'm going to give a warning. I'm not going to cuss or anything like that, but I want to talk to you guys about stuff. I don't plan on getting political on this channel very often because I want to keep it light, keep it fun, but there are some things that must be said. So I'm going to say them right now. So right now, Illinois is the 5th highest state in coronavirus cases. It is one of the highest right now. Right now we are 5th at 365,000 cases. And daily we're seeing 3,000 to 4,000 roughly a day now, as our cases continue to climb. We have a president who says, he came out in about CNN talking about the coronavirus and said, quote, "Those dumb bastards were not listening to you." And he is saying that, you know, if I followed what the scientists and doctors said, everyone would be depressed because I would be having people on lockdown. You know what? Sorry if you can't go get your fast food and or sit indoors, but I would rather have us shut down. You'd still be able to go grocery shopping. You'd still be able to go for a walk. You would still be able to call people and check on them. But I would rather be able to go to bed knowing that we are saving lives, and I don't want to find out that my friend's mother or grandmother or grandfather or dad died because we did not take more precautions. Yes, tough decisions are being made by the Illinois governor, but shutting down has shown to reduce the number of cases. So I'm not going to apologize for agreeing with the idea that we need to handle COVID better. Barack Obama came out and spoke, and he went to Pennsylvania and he talked to voters, and he said, look, nobody's perfect. You know, admittedly, there are things that aren't going to work, but more action need to be taken done. And Trump said he wouldn't have changed much. We have over 200,000 deaths in the United States. They have said that there could be a lot more by February. I believe the number was 140 more thousand they anticipated. We have a president who does nothing. He does not unite the people. The president is supposed to be a leader who unites people within our country. He has failed to do that time and time again. And I'm not saying that a Democrat is always a solution or a Republican is always a solution. Sometimes it's the best candidate. And this time, once again, there are viable third-party options like Howie Hawkins, Jorgensen, among others. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is divisive. He does not bring people together. When the Black Lives Matter started, he was on Twitter. He didn't come out and give a speech trying to unite people. He has not done anything to bring us together. He has divided us and has taken us down a darker path than necessary. And I'm sorry, but I just don't think our country can take another 4 more years of our current president, Donald Trump. The man shows he is incompetent, ignorant, and he lies more than any other president in history. The fact checkers have been nonstop busy because they have to sit there and look at everything he claims and decipher whether it is misleading or just a flat out lie. And a lot of these things that he's saying is a flat out lie. I'm not telling you what to do. You know, you could think for yourself, but for Trump to come out and saying that covering COVID is stupid, that is false. There is no reason we should not be talking about this more. If we need to shut down a few places to save lives, that's what has to be done. Yeah, it's not popular, but at the end of the day, I'd rather save my neighbors, my family, my friends. It just baffles me that somebody could just be so ignorant and so oblivious to the real problems we are facing right now in this country. So I really do hope that he gets voted out of office. And but Joe Biden is not perfect by any means, but damn it, he's a better choice than what we have now. They had the final debate, and it went back and forth. The moderator got it under control. They talked about a lot of different things. And it was just, it wasn't the best debate, but it was better than the first one. So I think that's a good thing. But, you know, it's just the fact that we do not have a good leader right now. So I think we'll see what happens. But this will be the only episode that I hope that I will talk about anything related to politics, and I will continue to talk about more fun stuff. But I just wanted to take a moment to call out the president for his lies and his inability to guide us through a pandemic in a intelligent way, in a way that makes sense. No common sense has been followed. He continues to misquote Dr. Fauci. And I do not see him changing in the near future. He's desperate to get reelected. He's doing anything he can to get reelected. But it's just, you know, I refuse to stand by and watch him destroy our country any further and to continue to divide us. So that's all I want to say about politics for right now. So I'd like to end the episode by talking about food. You know, everybody eats, and everybody has that guilty pleasure food. Mine is ice cream. Right now I have a cold, so I'm not eating it, but I love to go get ice cream at Dairy Queen, or when the creamery is open nearby. They're closed for the season until April, March or April, I think April. That was really good. Sometimes I buy my own ice cream and crush up like Butterfingers or Oreos and make my own Blizzards. Ice cream's great. Also, Ruby Tuesday. I love their ribs. And the other night, I had ribs, macaroni and cheese, and onion rings. Perfect combo. So I'm trying to cut down to once a week. So cooking more home-cooked food. Like tonight, I'm going to be cooking a ham, macaroni and cheese, but increasing my fruit and stuff. So yeah, food's always good. And it's something that it's fuel for your body. Sometimes I know if I go for like a long walk, if I didn't eat before, I feel really tired. But if I did, then I feel a little more energetic. So it's important to make sure you're eating good stuff. And every now and then getting whatever the hell you want. If that's candy, if that's ice cream, pizza, whatever. You got to on occasion splurge a little bit. So that's what I'm trying to do, is cut down to once a week. Well, Halloween is here, it's coming. As I talk to you now, Halloween will be here. So hopefully you guys have a safe Halloween. That'll be coming up here Saturday already. Wow, it's the week's gone by. So Saturday's Halloween. Hope you stay safe. Some places are doing trunk or treating. Some people are probably going to put their candy like in individual bags. That way, not everybody's grabbing out of the same bowl. You can just drop one and hopefully, you know, no signs of sickness before. Some haunted houses are still operating. I love haunted houses. I went to one in Creepy World, which was St. Louis one. And we're in line for a while, and they put us in a group of 10. I was with my friend Todd. And so they put us in a group of 10, and these guys were being really obnoxious. Like, if you touch me, I'll punch you. If you come close, I'll punch you. So they were taking the fun out of all of it. And there were like hanging bodies, and I was like, blueberry, lemon, apple. So I was just going along and having some fun. And then at one point, a guy came up with a chainsaw, and I hopped on one leg, and the guy, security guard, shone a flashlight on me. He goes, "What happened to you?" And I said, "Oh, I got my leg bit off, cut off." He goes, "I bet that hurt." And I said, "Yeah, I have to go work at IHOP now for the rest of my life." And everybody just laughed. So having some fun with the crowd that was there. I do love my haunted houses, though. And then after that, they split us in a group of 5 and 5. So my friend Todd and I, with 3 college girls, probably around our age, were there. And Todd was leading. He had one kind of behind him, and I had 2 pulling on my hoodie. And I'm, 6 foot, so I'm a taller guy. And these girls were like 5'4", 5'5". They were holding on to my hoodie. And like, if I stopped, they would kick the back of my feet, and they were really scared. So like, sometimes I mess with people and I'll try to like lead them into the scare. Or if the actor comes up and whispers to me which one gets scared, I'll point them out. But they actually seem legitimately scared. So with that situation, I did not do anything to get them even more scared, because I could tell they legitimately were scared. So they were staying close by. But we made it through. And then at the end, they said, "All right, you 2 go by yourself, and you 3 women go by yourself." So my buddy Todd and I went by ourselves, and it was fine. I don't get scared that easy with haunted houses. But so whenever I do buy Halloween decorations, I get some traditional things, but I also try to get scary stuff. But I've had some fun experience with haunted houses. I had one I went to, and they told you what you were going to see before you saw it. So that kind of took the fun out of it. But I do like to be scared and stuff like that. I don't watch a lot of horror films. There is one out called Fantasy Island. And whatever you want to have happen comes true. But the twist is, you have to play it out to its natural conclusion, no matter what your fantasy is. So be careful with what your fantasy is. Have a good Halloween, everybody. And I will talk to you guys next week. And hopefully I will be cold free at that point. Stay safe. And as always, have fun.